Yogaso, Aragatagazamas, welcome one and all to the Stadia Monday Night Chat with me, your host and brain dance for the night, Clive Illenden. Welcome. I hope you are all well. Say hi in the chat. Hello, chat. Chat's over there. Hello, chat. How are you? Introduce yourselves and all of that. Let me know what you've been playing. Of course, if you've been playing Cyberpunk, thoughts on that. And there will be a lot more on that later, of course. Special welcome to all my members. Special Aragatagazamas to you. Hello, all of you. Colin, Ray, Hell, Stadia Dad, Hell Monkey, and now your mama knows. Ken, Mr. W, Stadia Dad, we've done that. Dave, Jerry, Kumna, Jerome, and earlier, Out West Lun. Welcome. How are you? We've got a lot to get through today. I think you'll agree, ladies and gentlemen, a lot to get through. So let me know what you've been playing in the chat as per normal. Say hello to everybody. All of that. Remember to hit the likes. And if you're new here, welcome. And especially if you're new here, having discovered Stadia thanks to Cyberpunk and all of that, welcome to our world. I hope you are having a nice time. I, of course, have been playing a lot of Jedi Fallen still. I'm still making my way through that campaign. And of course, I have been playing Cyberpunk. And I've been loving it. Even if I find elements of it a little confusing, you know, there's a lot of chat. I'm playing Corpo, yeah, because I'm a corporation kind of guy. Let me know what sort of character you've selected. But somebody said to me, go Corpo. It's more Blade Runner-y. You need time. That's the thing about this game. It is a big game. And you need time to sort of get lost in the world. Because even the cutscenes, there's lots of explanation going on. And I don't want to miss anything. And I remember I had somewhere to go, but the cutscene started. And it went on for about 10 minutes. And I didn't want to leave because I thought, oh, I'm going to miss out some important information. So you need time to get lost in the world in a good way, rather than lost in the world in a bad way, like where's my car, which sometimes happens, of course. But I like the mechanics, the way it handles, the shooting mechanics and all of that. I find some of the hacking a bit confusing, but I'm getting the hang of that. The world of Night City looks amazing. I think I was saying to Rock about, there's so many games with epic detailed worlds in it, but they're usually, you know, dragons and castles and medieval things and myths and monsters. But this is a kind of, use an oxymoron here, sort of a beautiful, bright, dark, dystopian Blade Runner world. I mean, it just looks great. And there's so much detail in the characters and the background and what's going on. You know, the background characters fill the scenes and give it life, certainly on the Stadia version and the PC version. Anyway, let me know your thoughts. Have you played it? Are you enjoying it? Or do you just think, yeah, it's all right. Yeah, I've seen better. Yeah, I've seen better. It's all right. Let me know. Anyway, as I say, let's whiz through the news before I go through the whole impact that Stadia has had because of Cyberpunk and everything. Oh, I got my... Did you get your... What did I get? Before I forget. Courtesy of my Cyberpunk purchase. That came yesterday. Have you got yours? Did you order it? Now I've got two of them. Well, three, I guess, if you count the one I'm actually using. But anyway, news. The big news today, of course, ladies and gentlemen, the big news. Ubisoft Plus at last. Yeah, Ubisoft Plus has launched. Oh, we knew it would launch before Christmas. I said it here. There's lots of stuff still sort of to launch. And they said by the end of the year, which basically means before Christmas. So they kind of just done that. Hey, happy Cloud Gamer. How are you, my friend? So, good. Good news! Sort of. Although I hadn't seen an official announcement from Stadia themselves, although there was a tweet earlier on, I'm going to say, unless you guys had seen anything kind of, you know, proper, not seen a community post, blog post about it. But I did see, having after sort of prepping the show and thinking I've not seen an official statement from Stadia, I saw the tweet that they did. But, ladies and gentlemen, but, and I like big buts, and I ain't gonna lie, it seems it's US only. Which, even though they said that would be the case, like months back, in October, it was so illogical to me that that would be the case. It was so irrational, I thought it was a typo in the press release that they did way back in October, where they said it will release first on, you know, Luna Plus, and then later, you know, as a in the US as a beta only. Makes sense. Luna Plus, beta only, US only, fine. And then Stadia later. And everybody's saying, yeah, well, that means it's going to be US only for Stadia. And I was going, don't be ridiculous. That's stupid. Why would that be the case? You're a fool for thinking that. You're a fool. I still think you're a fool for thinking that. I can't fathom irrational actions, illogical business decisions. And unless I'm missing a crucial bit of the puzzle, it still seems really weird to me. As I say, I rest assured, I told everybody, I was confident, that of course Stadia, Ubisoft launching on Stadia would not be US only, like the press release said, and that was just a typo, because that would be redonkulous. Makes no sense to release Ubisoft Plus for Stadia in the US only. There's no rhyme or reason. And yet, and this is not on Stadia, this is an Ubisoft thing. Ubisoft, what the fudgy sticks? Yeah? Stadia is in 22 countries. Ubisoft titles are held on the Stadia servers. So what is the issue? Yeah? What is the issue? I get Luna Plus, a US-only beta, only having Ubisoft in the US. I see that. Logic at play. Simple. I understand that. Rational. Makes sense. Stadia have never rolled out games or services like this. I mean, sure, they roll out over a day or two and somebody, well, I've got mine. You know, Italy, I think, saw something first on some, you know, occasion. But that's just like over like 24 hours. And then we all have it, you know, whether it's direct streaming live or any of those little things or the chat messaging. You know, we may not have all got it instantaneous, but we got it usually within 24 hours or something. So I've been racking my brain thinking, why is this the case? It's got to be Ubisoft. It's got to be Ubisoft, the reason why. It has to live with Ubisoft. And I can only think that there is some commercial agreement with Luna Plus. Some sort of exclusive thing saying, well, you can't be releasing anywhere else. You know, okay, I know you've got an arrangement with Stadia, but we're paying a lot of money to get it first, and so therefore it can only be US only. Some kind of exclusive arrangement like that, which one, sucks, and two, sounds like a restraint of trade to me. And I did sort of say when prepping this show that until Stadia says it's US only, in a way, I still don't believe it. But then I saw this Twitter. Where was it? So this is the official line from Ubisoft here. Want to play Ubisoft games on Stadia? Now you can. Play your favorite games on Stadia with Ubisoft Plus subscription. Yay! No US only. But somebody here said, when... what kind of Matt dated rhyme? Let's have a look at a picture. Uni student.
Yeah, like when might we get in the UK? When might we get in the UK?
And Stadia responded in that kind of template way. Hey Matt, Hey, Matt. Hey, thanks for reaching out. We've no news to share when Ubisoft Plus will be supported in the UK. We'll take this as feedback and we'd suggest keeping an eye out on our social channels for updates. That's the bog standard template answer they give to, hey, when's Stadia coming to India? Which I kind of get. I don't expect that as a Stadia country like the UK or France or Canada or Italy or Austria, all other 21 countries. I don't want to be fobbed off with that kind of Stadia response. Make me feel like a second-class citizen, Stadia. Goodness sake. Goodness sake. So come on, Stadia. Sort it out. This rollout better happen quickly. Because it doesn't make any sense. Or just contact me. DM me. Phil. DM me. Yeah. Slip into my DMs, man. Grace, you know. Slip into the DMs. Just let me know. I won't share it. But just for my own peace of mind, yeah? My own logical brain that needs that missing piece, that missing cog that says, why has it happened? Why has that happened? Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. So just whisper in the old ear jug, yeah? In the old earworm. Just let me know. Let me know what the logic behind it is, yeah? That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, new games as well. Let's have a look at some of the new games. Disco Elysium, ladies and gentlemen. Disco Elysium. Let's put some sounds on there. So, hey, Ray, thank you very much, Ray, for the super chat there. I just saw the cat, the hypnotic cat, just in time. Get so, Disco Elysium is coming. It's a detective story. Very stylish, the final the cut version of it, so that's quite exciting. Let me know if you've ever played in the Disco Elysium with a unique game. Skill system so I love its style. Disposal. Very Japanese in its kind of approach and look and stuff. Looks really, I mean, graphically looks really cool. Great open world and all of that. So looking forward to that. Again, an example of the sort of that sort of Nintendo Switch type PC games that we sort of get. So that's kind of quite cool. Quite looking forward to that. And then also sort of talking about this sort of beautiful platforming kind of story game.
With full voice acting for every single one of the city's beautiful people.
I'm not sure how we say it.
Yes, I'm going to unplug the microphone, okay?
And I want to say a bigger mark behind you Chia? In new
quests. You're Chia. Big boy, you can handle it.
Chia is what I want to say. A tropical open world adventure. Climb, glide, swim and sail your boat around a beautiful archipelago in the physics driven sand.
Enjoy the definitive edition of this
RPG. It's one of these lovely, beautifully drawn games. This looks really great. Tim with the Canadian dollars. Thank you, my friend. Welcome. Thank you. Much appreciated. Arigato gozaimasu to you. Another hypnotic cat. Let's get the hypnotic cat. Anyway, but there, Chia. It looks really wonderful. I want to research into the background whether it had development funding. That's my work tool. Special funding for it and stuff like that because it just looks really nice and very similar. It's obviously got a very cultural aspect of it, and that's why I wonder if it had any sort of cultural funding, any kind of national development funding behind it and stuff like that. And now the mechanics of jumping into a coconut or possessing a pigeon or whatever. I'm just curious about it. I love the new Submerged game that came out a couple of weeks ago. It's got a nice sort of similar feel and story to it. So again, all these kind of really beautiful story and character driven games that we sort of see as part of the curated collection of games on Stadia. Which is, you know, really, really cool. So it's great to see. So let me know what you think about games like that and stuff like that. Too many sounds. Oh, was I talking there? Too many sounds going on. Sorry about that. I've switched. Sorry about that, Chill Frank. I've switched the sound off there. Let me just... I should maybe not play the thingy. Anyway, what I'm saying, it looked a beautiful game. Yeah, beautiful game, ladies and gentlemen. to cheer. Let me. It's not to cheer. 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 Yeah. Right. Anyway, we also, this week we saw, you can hear voices in your head again. Yeah, I've got the Destro horn. We got Crowd Play Beta, of course, that came out, and works with Borderlands, which is kind of cool. So I didn't know that. Crowd Choice as well. So I've got my Crowd Play. Crowd Choice, I've not used it yet as well. That's come out. Streaming direct to YouTube. That's come out as well, which is truly the democratization of streaming, you know. And, ladies and gentlemen, little known fact, you can combine it with a chatbot. So if you have a chatbot set up, say, like CloudBot in Streamlabs, if you know what I'm talking about there, you'll get it. You can have some added interaction. So like games and raffles. To make your sort of chat feel interesting and stuff while you're streaming and stuff like that. I tried it out and it works. I mean, it's such a cool thing because there's so many people who'd love to be able to stream but don't have the setup or the gear or the, you know, you need a pretty decent, to stream a game, you do need a pretty decent setup, but not with Stadia. And the picture is just chef's kiss. Beautiful. Mwah. Beautiful. In fact, the GF, Yoshida, Arigato gozaimasu, has been inspired to set up her own YouTube channel, ladies and gentlemen. And I did say I would share it with you all for her. There we are. So this is somebody who's never streamed before. In fact, she never played any games. Literally never played any games before this year and Stadia. And now streams, and not only that, she's been streaming in Japanese, ladies and gentlemen. Probably the only Japanese Stadia streamer in the world right now. And she is bringing Stadia to the Japanese masses, ladies and gentlemen. Or, well, she would be if she had some more subs. So, you know, go and sub her, make her feel, you know, welcome and stuff. And you might learn a bit of Japanese while you're at it. But there we are, representing Stadia for the Japanese, ladies and gentlemen. Not bad at all. I'll drop a link in the channel for you should you feel inclined to go. So those of you who don't know Yoshida, she often, if you ever watch Lord Kenzel's streams, when we do PUBG, she's my partner in crime on the old PUBG. So she just set that up. Anybody can set up their YouTube channel, start streaming. And as I say, she streams it in Japanese, and we're going to try and start getting it, you know, watched in Japan just to get them curious about Stadia, since it's not in Japan, but it will be. So there we go. So let me know, have you used it yet? Are those, anybody who's streamed who didn't have the kind of kit to stream and all of that? Let me know in the chat. It'd be very, very interesting, very interesting to hear what, you know, what your thoughts are. But look, ladies and gentlemen, look. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you for that. Much appreciated. Look, everybody, I know why you're here. I know why you're here. Yeah. But Clive, tell us about Cyberpunk and the amazing impact it's had on Stadia. I think I can do that, ladies and gentlemen. I think I can do that.
There's no GPU! You can't play Cyberpunk 2077 on that, can you, Lou? Yeah, I can. I played it on the Stadia.
So, you know what? I have done a lot of videos goofing on Stadia, but in this case, they're getting a very much needed dub. So there you go. Take a dub, Stadia.
Things are happening. I'm starting to see the future. Whoa! Right now, people are very upset. They're saying, you can't play a game like that on Stadia. You can. You can play a game like that on Stadia.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. There we go. I mean, it is fair to say the impact has been pretty significant. Cyberpunk arriving on Stadia, probably better than many of us would have imagined for various reasons. Just check the Reddit. Reddit's increased by nearly 10K over the last week or so. I think it was about a good old friend, Holtz, who many of you know in Twitter, has been updating on a regular basis. And I think it was around about 83K only about a week ago. And it's now gone past 90K. Now, it's only one of many indicators. And anybody who knows Jack DeSlip, who publishes loads of data in Reddit, in the Stadia subreddit, that shows, you know, the increase on us YouTubers who talk about Stadia, the Twitter Stadia handle increases and all that kind of stuff. All the data points that we have, because we don't know how many people have Stadia, but all the data points that we do have that indicate some kind of activity or increase have shown dramatic increases over the last week or so. Combined with the fact that you first led up to the launch with the YouTube premium offer of the Stadia Premier Edition. I've got it muddled up. Premium Premier Edition. We had that leading up to it. And then by Cyberpunk. Get a Stadia Premier Edition. All leading up, increasing it. And then, of course, with bated breath, we waited for to see, how would it fare against the other consoles? Would it be any good? Oh, gosh, come on, child. It's like our little child at the school sports day. Oh, come on. Will he be all right? Will she be all right? Tell you what, mate. I'll tell you what. Stadia has played a blinder. And under the circumstances, it has played out nicely in the end. Let's remember, ladies and gentlemen, let us remember a few things. Remember when Cyberpunk was first announced for Stadia in the summer of 2019. Oh, remember that. We could go outside before the apocalypse. Yes, we could talk to friends in real life. Remember, in the summer of 2019, Stadia was announced. It was never intended that it would arrive day and date. Yeah. Stadia was far too late in the development cycle for it to arrive on the original plan day and date. And I talked about that at length over the year. Other people have. And even with the initial delay for Cyberpunk, that first delay from about January to April, yeah, originally it was meant to be January 20. Even that initial delay to April 20, it was still with, you know, we'll release it on April the 17th, whatever, with Stadia arriving a little later. And then it was delayed to September, with Stadia arriving by the end of the year. And then Cyberpunk was delayed again. But slowly, a window of opportunity widened. Yeah, these delays, which are probably now in retrospect trying to get the thing to work on the main core consoles, given what we know now, it gave time for a port specialist, because this wasn't all CD Projekt Red's work, and I forgot to highlight it. I was going to share it with you guys, but there is a company that was responsible for the Stadia port, or working on the Stadia port and logistics, and CD Projekt Red. And as I say, both of those companies, probably well supported technically and probably financially by Stadia, to get that PC version, which was probably the first version to be completed, running on Stadia. So that, one, it looked good. Two, it would arrive day and date. There was an opportunity that wasn't there back in January, wasn't there back in April, wasn't probably there back in September. But that extra delay to November, December, originally it was November, that extra delay to November, I think everything fell into place. Yeah. And Stadia took their opportunity. They had an opportunity now with this, one of the biggest titles of the last few years, to arrive day on date with all the other platforms. And we talked about when it was first announced that it would arrive day and date, how important that was for Stadia. But I'm not sure many of us, whilst we recognise it was really important that that happened, realised what would follow. Because you combine that with the amazing marketing of basically a free 4K console. If you think about it, get this out again. I'm going to put it down here. I'm probably never going to pick it up again. If you think about it, this is your free 4K console. Yeah? Free. Buy the game and we'll give you a free 4K console to play it on. I mean, it's mind-blowing when you think about it like that. A free 4K console with every purchase. In normal circumstances, that would have been amazing. Yeah? It would have been great. But given the state of the core console versions and the struggle that they have to actually play the game, and bear in mind, the majority of people, the majority of players are core PlayStation 4 players or core Xbox One players, yeah? Not PS5 players, not Xbox One Series X players, yeah? The core majority of people who are waiting for the game of the year, yeah, the most anticipated game of the year, are most likely on Xbox One or PS4. And the state of those versions and the struggle those versions have of playing the game and the backlash that that has caused and the result of people taking up the option of the free Stadia Premier Edition and seeing, right, and seeing it with their own eyes like we all saw months ago, yeah? We all know this. But hey, AAA games can look good and play good on Stadia. We knew this. We've seen Doom Eternal. Amazing. Super buttery smooth when it came out. I mean, even Destiny 2, when it first came out, was like, whoa, that's better than the core Xbox One and better than PlayStation. It just played faster, looked better, 60 frames per second, albeit 1080p. Doom Eternal, wow, buttery smooth. It's such a twitchy game. Amazing. We knew it. Division 2. Debate whether it was hidden, sneaked in ray tracing. No, the game just looked beautiful and plays really well. So we all knew this, yeah? We all knew it had the capability of doing this. But Stadia has proved itself. It's proved itself. And it's proven to the masses what we, the all-knowing, yeah, we are the all-knowing, yeah? You and I, ladies and gentlemen, we are the all-knowing. We knew this, but circumstances of the delays, hard work, marketing vision, the performance on the core consoles have all come together to create, I guess, the reverse of a perfect storm, which I guess would be a perfect day, ladies and gentlemen, a perfect day. So hats off, ladies and gentlemen. Hats off to all involved. I think this is seriously in the video I kind of put together and showed you earlier. For those of you who don't know, some of the people in that video, there's Jay Sense, the unboxing guy. J2Sense, I think is. No, I'm thinking muddling him up. The unboxing guy, who has several million subs. And whilst I think he's a little bit ill-informed in some places, he's really great laid-back chat. I love his tech stuff. I love his unboxing stuff. He's going, wow, Stadia's amazing. We're seeing magazines like Forbes, who we've had run-ins with because they're completely misinformed view of Stadia. Tom from The Verge, who we've all, you know, many of us have had conversations with on Twitter for what he said, you know. And even Inside Gaming, ladies and gentlemen, Inside Gaming, who have consistently, like a couple of giggling, cool school kids in the corner, been smirking and sniggering at Stadia in the corner. Yeah. Even Brian there from Inside Gaming had to admit and say, yeah, you know what? I've dissed on Stadia for 12 months. Inside Gaming have not given it a chance. They've just taken the piss out of it for 12 months. But you know what? Take your W. Take your dub. Yeah? Take your dub. This is a turning point for Stadia. There is no question about it. No question. It has bought the what we have all known, the reality of Stadia and how it works and how it competes, you know, better than the core consoles. On a, you know, that's the key thing, which the majority of people have. And it's launched in more countries now as we move into 2021. With more and more of the big launch titles coming day and date, which, as I've said many times on this channel now, will be the norm going forward. Stop speculating about whether the big titles, will it be day and date? Will it be day and date? With yeah, right? Because it's the norm. Because we're in the development cycle now. We're further along in the development cycle. Stadia would have had the conversations with the developers now, so that we're getting at the end of their development stage, so we're going to get day and date titles for all the major AAA titles that come. We know there are 400 plus titles over the next 18 months or so. So rest assured, it's going to be the norm going forward. And Stadia has just come good at the right time in the masses' mind, yeah? Like a young striker, like a young soccer striker, given his chance because the regular striker got injured, yeah? He's come out. This youngster, he's come out and he's scored a blinding hat trick, played everyone off the field. And everyone's going, well, I thought he was a donkey. I thought that kid was a donkey. He's amazing. He just scored a hat trick against Brazil. Sorry, Eddie. You know? And those that cannot see it, right? Those that cannot see this now with all that positive press, not me harking on in this channel every week going, Stadia's brilliant. I love Stadia. I love it. It's brilliant. Yeah, I do. I have an unhealthy relationship with Stadia because I love Stadia because it's brilliant. Don't listen to me. Listen to all the cynical journalists who've gone, wow, Stadia's actually pretty good, isn't it? Not just one, not two. The people on Twitter, the people on Reddit going, oh, I hadn't given it much credence, but actually, wow, I can't believe it. Yeah, it's opened the door to a world for them. Yeah. So now, anybody who cannot see this with all this positive press, all those U-turns from the media outlets who we know have been dissing Stadia, or not giving, when I say not dissing it, maybe just not giving it a chance, or just not even bother reviewing it properly and just relying on what hearsay, what everybody else says, yeah? Not doing their research. Yeah, and just dismissing Stadia based on the hearsay or the popular, you know, clickbait channels and all of that. Those that cannot see with such empirical evidence, they are, my friends, in denial. Yeah, they are in denial. Which brings me nicely to this week's Idiot of the Week, ladies and gentlemen. Yep, it's that time of week again, where I search through Twitter and the Reddit and the Face Boomer, searching for Idiot of the Week. And normally, you know, there's plenty. The competition, to be honest, for Idiot of the Week is pretty stiff. I had a tweet sent to me by somebody. And apologies if I got who sent it to me. Somebody moaning, why is it only in white? Can we get a black one of these, please? Well, you can get, you know, when you buy an Xbox, it comes in one color of controller. Yeah? But feel free to add to your controller collection. Yeah? Just buy a different color. Yeah? Controllers tend to come in one color if you're buying it in a kind of bundle. Anyway, but not really, you know, that's a reasonable question, I guess. They're not really Idiot of the Week. But it got me thinking, who's going to win Idiot of the Week this week? And it got me thinking, all these videos, especially that Inside Gaming one, because they have been really harsh and disrespectful. Not, I sound like I'm telling them off. You've been disrespectful. But they kind of been rude and sniggery and just made cheap jokes at Stadia's expense, like nearly every week. Just an I stopped watching them. Just an opportunity to have a little Stadia. Isn't it dead yet? Still that meme? Really still that meme? And yet, the fact that they came out, their leader, as it were, the sort of the main guy from Inside Gaming in that video came out and went, Stadia, take your dub. Yeah, because everybody's saying it actually works and Cyberpunk is one of the best places to play. Cyberpunk is on Stadia, yeah? The fact that he was saying it and that it came from Inside Gaming, the fact that all the press that I've talked about, the Paul Tassi from Forbes magazine, yeah? Tom from Verge, The Gauntlet, all of these different magazines have come out that have previously just dismissed Stadia or gone with it. Made me thought, well done. You know what I mean? It's difficult for people to come out and go, you know what? I was wrong. Or I'm pleasantly surprised. Ray Sherrod, that led me to one thing. As I say, so Inside Gaming turned around and apologized. And I thought, who else, right, has got a word to say about Stadia now and then? Who else might, given the empirical evidence, given that this person talks about Cyberpunk quite a lot, might want to admit that Stadia is pretty good, especially when it comes as a choice in which to play Cyberpunk. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me help you with this week's Idiot of the Week.
And consoles in particular, the console versions, really, I cannot describe them as anything more than a disaster, particularly the base PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
Yeah, but Stadia though, yeah, Stadia.
On versions, the game's practically unplayable in its current state.
Yeah, but Stadia though.
On those consoles. Plenty of articles out there about this situation, including this article from news outlet Charlie Intel, whose headline reads, Cyberpunk 2077 is a disaster on Xbox on One and PlayStation.
Yeah, but the Stadia version.
Four. From the outset, you've got a screenshot showing characters on PS5 and Series X. You're playing the last-gen version.
Yeah, but on Stadia, though.
That runs better with the newer hardware. Now, beyond the footage that players have been sharing online, you've got professional analysts like Digital Foundry who've dug deeper into Cyberpunk 2077's performance on consoles.
Yeah, but on Stadia, though.
And beyond the fact that frame rates can dip, it's the instability, the hitching, the hiccups. So that makes gameplay elements like shooting and driving more difficult than it should be to do that precisely. Things are much better when you run the game on a next-gen hardware with backwards compatibility modes. So on PlayStation 5...
But Stadia? On Stadia?
The frame rate was mostly unlocked to 60 frames per second. And now that I'm seeing the state of the game on the PS4 and Xbox One versions...
You want to get it on the Stadia version?
Yeah, there is no doubt in my mind this game is simply not finished. It needs a few more months in the oven, and they should have delayed it. What CD Projekt Red maybe should have done was release the PC version...
And the Stadia version?
...of the game first, which is... the more stable of all the versions and the more graphically representative of how this game is meant to look.
And the Stadia version.
But even that version is rough enough where I would say the PC version should have been delayed as well. They should have delayed the entire release of this game across Stadia? The board and ironed everything out. The writing, the dialogue, the gameplay is...
Stadia.
Solid. For me, this game really is greater than the sum of its parts. I overall had a really good time with it with so many memorable moments that...
Stadia
stuck with me, but I'd be lying if I said that the technical issues didn't get in the way enough where
Stadia
the experience was disrupted. There are many even arguing that CD Projekt Red should have canceled the PS4 and Xbox One versions, the last gen versions outright, and just stuck to the PC and next gen versions
and
this just be a next-gen game, because that's clearly what it is, and it's just a struggle to get this to run on last-gen hardware.
But not Stadia. But no, you're not going to say it, are you? You just can't say it, yeah? It just sticks at the back of the throat there, doesn't it, yeah? You can't say it. Everybody else has said it, yeah? Everybody, even inside gaming, yeah? Who like sniggering school children, have dished on Stadia for 12 months. But even they admitted, gave Stadia the W, yeah? They gave him the dub. Yeah, Paul Tassi, even he gave it the dub. Yeah, Tom from Verge, he's had his moments with Stadia, but even he, the Verge, admitted it plays great on Stadia. All you've got to say is Stadia. It works well on Stadia. That's all you've got to say, but you can't. You are in denial, and therefore, this week, on the Stadia Monday Night Chat, Yong Ye, I am pleased to announce you are this week's Stadia idiot. We gave you the chance, but you didn't take it. Congratulations, idiot of the week.
Yep.
There could only be one this week. So, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together, please. Idiot.
Idiot of the week.
Yeah. Well, everyone else. I mean, he spent ages on that video, quite rightly dismissing the versions on the core consoles, laying into Cyberpunk and CD Projekt Red, legitimately so, for the versions on the console. As many, many other people have done, many tech journalists have done. But what the other tech journalists have done, have said, and word on the street is, it plays really well on GeForce Now, Stadia, and on PC. Yeah? They've all admitted it, accepted it. But can he? No. Because it just sticks in his throat. And because he can't grow the cojones, ladies and gentlemen, because he hasn't got the cojones to admit it when he's wrong. Yeah, I admit I was wrong about Ubisoft Plus being US only. Didn't think it would ever happen. Think it was ridiculous. I was wrong, right? There are some people in the community who said, oh, it will be US only. And you know what? Like a broken clock, they're right. Twice a day. Yeah? But occasionally, I'm wrong. And I'd go, well, fair enough. I told everybody, I staked a lot on it, saying, don't you worry about Ubisoft Plus. It's going to be on all that Stadia territory. So I admit it, I'm wrong, yeah? But Yong Ye can't, can he? Fool. As Ray, I didn't watch all the videos, Ray. I think I just saw, maybe you posted one of the videos, Ray, and I watched it all the way through. And I was waiting for him to mention Stadia. He didn't mention it at all. Anyway, so that's, ladies and gentlemen, that is why he's this week's worthy, in my opinion, worthy idiot of the week, especially in a week when so many previous potential idiots have shown, you know, respect, humility, and stood up and go, look, actually, turns out Stadia's pretty good. And as I say, I think this is a significant turning point for Stadia. Stadia have just got to keep the pressure up, though, yeah? Just keep knocking it out of the park. Now you've got people using Stadia. You've got people talking about it. If anybody says, yeah, but Stadia's rubbish, you can go, Exhibit A, Cyberpunk, yeah? We've got, like, really not just, we've got overwhelming evidence and proof and backed-up proof, yeah, that Stadia really works. And so those kind of statements have been absolutely, they'd already been disproved, But now they've been disproved, like in a stadium, like to the masses, yeah? Not just disproved down the pub or around the corner, like disproved live on television sort of thing. Everybody can see it. So it's a turning point. And as long as the qualities of the quality of the gameplay and the quality of the games and the graphics maintain that standard, which I'm sure they will, you know, when we have Far Cry coming out in, you know, January, got Outriders from Japan coming out. Lots of great games, a big AAA games coming. So yeah, Trump of gaming law. I didn't want to touch on it, Ray, but that was the sort of analogy of being in denial, where the world can see, but you're blind. But you know, a little bit of politics, ladies and gentlemen. But there you go. Let me know, ladies and gentlemen, let me know what you think. I'm just going to pop out the chat so I can see it nice and clearly for you. There we are. Just shrink that down there. Right. Tip of the iceberg, says Ben Watson. Tip of the iceberg. Exactly. Many of us have been on the iceberg for quite a while. But you're absolutely right, Ben. Tip of the iceberg. Thanks, everybody who subbed to Yoshida. Much appreciated. Jerome says, all I see are positive videos on Stadia now. Yeah, well, I think, you know, the great thing is the proof is in the pudding. Alan Raham says, that's not true. It's not 4K unless you subscribe to Stadia Pro. Well, just to sort of correct you, look slightly there. If you bought Cyberpunk and you got one of these, you also get like a month's free trial, a pro. Why wouldn't you try it? Yeah. And I'm sure if you tried it and you didn't have Stadia Pro and you used your own controller or whatever, so you've not actually spent any money other than on the game, for a month you could try it for 4K for diddly squat. Yeah, for a month's free trial. So why not? Why wouldn't you? There we go. Yoshida's knocking it out of the park there in Japan. Yeah. When Stadia launches in Japan, you know, she'll be the premier Japanese channel, yeah? At least the first one. Ray's really happy that Yongye, he had to get it eventually, that Yongye was going to get Idiot of the Week, ladies and gentlemen. He's really chuffed to bits. He's irredeemable. I think he is. I tell you what, he's in denial. Yeah, you did, Ray. I think you did send it to me. Well, exactly, Brian. Exactly. People can diss Stadia now. All you just got to do is just drop them some Stadia gameplay and go, hold my beer. Check that out. Yeah? Case closed. Case dismissed. Bang. Yeah? Simples, ladies and gentlemen. Simples. So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope you enjoyed the little video takes that I did put for you there and stuff. Just to bring a bit of excitement to the show. It's been an exciting time. I've not had enough time to play Cyberpunk this weekend. Family. And it is a game you need the time. You need the time to sit there, I say, and enjoy it and get lost in the world a bit. Yeah, stop the count. Yeah, stop the pixel count. Yeah. Thank you, everybody that was here. Thank you to all the super chats, Tim, Ray. Really, really appreciated. Thank you to all my members for being continued members and all of that. And everybody who watches this live, a really, really big thank you. It's great fun to engage in the chat with you. And everybody who's catching up on this, thank you as well. I appreciate the views. I appreciate your time for my little show that I do every week. And I will see you again. Hey, let's do this again, yeah? Same time, same place, ladies and gentlemen, next week. 10 p.m. UTC, Stadia Monday Night Chat on a Monday. Thank you very, very much. Arigato gozaimasu. Rage on that beat, going crazy.